Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by David Dicker, who is the principal consultant with the Organizational Sciences Group. David, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please start though by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, David, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Well, my professional purpose is to make people and organizations successful. So there are many ways to do that. Too often, what I find is that people in their careers and personal lives, they put themselves in a box. They close off the possibilities of doing something new. They decide not to take risks. Mm. So your best moments may be when you take a big risk, when you shift from self-limiting behaviors to being open to an abundance of possibilities. I've helped leaders to learn to strategize better, to better develop people. I've helped other leaders to get to the next level by finding a sense of confidence to do certain things better. Often it means letting go of certain things and delegating those things to other people. For organizations, I'm doing discovery, and I'm always doing discovery and strategic planning. Find the needs. Then I'm building processes, I'm building systems, I'm building tools, I'm building measurements to help to meet those needs. So one example is selecting and hiring new employees. Too often, hiring managers, they treat the process like central casting in organizations. So kind of like in Hollywood. So does this person look the part? What roles have they played before? Have they been in something very similar? That typecasting only gets you so far. Sometimes you have to look more carefully to understand what they've already, what people are capable of, rather than just what they've already done. So I've created and implemented pre-hire selection processes for many types of jobs over the years. Often I've helped organizations to improve the job performance of each new job hire, sometimes by 20% or more. For high volume staff jobs, that easily translates to millions of dollars in benefit annually. It could be even higher if we're talking about management and leadership roles. I've worked for or consulted for places of all sizes, Fortune 500, small family-owned businesses. When you think about it, most organizations are at least a little bit dysfunctional, a little misaligned. Not everyone is in the right place. Not everyone is moving in the right direction. Sometimes it's a lot of misalignment, but I've noticed that the best, most successful companies and clients that I've surveyed all excel in one thing. They're all very good. They know their talent. So successful organizations, they measure people capabilities at the time of hire. They do that rigorously. Successful organizations give their people tailored training and experience that they need to thrive at work and in their careers. Successful organizations, they invest time, they invest the money to grow their talent and leadership so they'll be able to face whatever new challenges come along. They grow leaders who set the vision for the company and what it can be. Those leaders then enable employees, they advance the mission. They live the values of the organization, and so the people are feeling valued and needed. You can read all about this in 1,000 business books like Good to Great, but it's another thing to make that central to your culture, your daily practice. That's how I provide value in my consulting services. I use proven methods. I take a scientific approach. I'm always analyzing and measuring. That's at the heart of my work. I analyze the needs. I find patterns and themes. Then I partner with clients to implement solutions and measure results. For one project, I work with an organization that needed to better use its talent resources, work with them to create an internal talent marketplace. An internal talent marketplace is a service that matches employees with projects. It develops new skills. It gets work done. In this case, a small organization using the service realized over $1 million in benefit within the first year. in terms of revenue and productivity. So that's what I wanted to share today. I look forward to engaging with the audience of this video to see what they're looking to achieve and what they think about how people and organizations can be their best.
David, I found that really, really useful and specific. Well, I loved all of what you said, but I've never heard it expressed in such a way. For example, when you mentioned that thing about that Hollywood approach, and that is so true, isn't it? I mean, without repeating what you've said, how we tend to look so much about what role someone's done in the past, rather than thinking about what they can do, what their potential is. Just a shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free for subscribers. David, as has become our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
David, it's so good to see you again, and I so much appreciate you taking a few minutes for our audience. I know this is going to be a great episode for them.
All right. Thanks so much, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again, David.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.